He was thinking, you know, burning. While the king was out, Haman, in verse 7, was pleading for his life. Spare me, Esther, spare me. No mercy for the devil, that is. Remember when Saul showed mercy to Agag, Saul's blessing was removed. Remember when Jehoshaphat showed sympathy to the people who hate the Lord, he was judged too. So Haman was pleading, sparing his life. In verse 8, the king's fuse blew, cooled by the garden a bit, came back. Of all things, he saw Haman on the couch with Queen Esther. And verse 8, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. In the antiquities of the Jews, the couch was actually a type of bed. So, the king said, "What are you trying to do to my wife now?" The king's fuse blew a second time. Boom! It was a nuclear explosion with mushroom cloud. Tell you, the king, when his fuse already blew just now, when it blew a second time, it was a main fuse. And with that, when the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And as they covered Haman's face, somebody said, "By the way, king, Haman make a gallows for Mordecai." Good suggestion. King said, "Hang him there." And then after the great deliverance in chapter 8, basically, Mordecai was promoted to Haman's position. And then a command was given in chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, where it says, basically, that on the 12th day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, the very day that Haman wanted to destroy the Jew, the Jews are free to protect themselves and destroy their enemies. It was overturned. So you notice remarkable things. At the time when Haman came for Mordecai, Mordecai was promoted. The gallows he built for Mordecai, he himself got hanged. And the day he has arranged and planned to destroy the Jews was the day the Jews destroyed their enemies. The spiritual principle is true here. In the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 16, which we all should learn, the Lord is known by the judgment He executes. The wicked is snared in the work of His own hands. So remember, my friends, if ever you are righteous and holy, remember this. Let God be the judge. Your only refuge is in prayer and wait on God. Because time is always on the side of truth. And your most important thing is not to have unforgiveness and kill yourself early. Not to have hatred and kill yourself early. Your most important thing is maintain your relationship with God and last longer than your enemies. Because if you last long enough, you will see the wicked ensnared by their own plots. Where you don't even have to do anything. They will trip over the snare that they make for you. But remember, your most important occupation is to worship God, not to react. And worship and stay true long enough. But many Christians are filled with unforgiveness and hatred. In the end, they themselves develop ulcers or problems and die early. By the time their enemies get snared themselves, they're not around to see. So the most important thing is to live your life in God, worship God, do not react, forgive, forget, and pray for mercy so that they may not be ensnared by them and if possible come to know God. But never take judgment into your own hands. Never. Period. It's not for us at all to do such things. So God promoted Mordecai, and this was the most glorious movement that took place in chapter 9, where the Jews came together and they destroyed all their enemies. And the Jews proclaimed a feast called the Feast of Purim. In verse 19, the Jews of the villages who dwelt in the unwalled towns celebrated the 14th day of the month of Adar as a day of gladness and feasting, as a holiday and for sending presents to one another. That was the 12th month of their year. What happened to Mordecai in chapter 10 verse 2? And all the acts of his power, his might, the account of his greatness of Mordecai, to which the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? So when Mordecai was, when the all the episode was over, Mordecai was placed in a powerful position and he governed righteously with the king and Esther as a queen. We realize that when the Holy Spirit is given his rightful place in the church, a rightful place in your life, when he has a signet ring which symbolizes that position given to him, and when his robe correctly, and he became Mordecai, became the prime minister in the king's department, we realize that when the Holy Spirit, Mordecai represents the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is given his rightful place in a church, in your home, in your life, in your ministry, in your business. Yes, the Holy Spirit is your senior partner in your business too. If he's given the rightful place, you will receive the fullest blessings of Christ for the last days. For only the Holy Spirit would know all beginning and ending. And the glory that the Jews reached was only when Mordecai was promoted. See, for so many years, the charismatic move, let's not forget that the purpose of the charismatic move is not just restoration of gifts. The charismatic move and the Pentecostal revival is a restoration of the rightful place of the Holy Spirit in the Church of Jesus Christ. It's a restoration of the person of the Holy Spirit. With that person came the gifts and the power. So let's never forget that the move that we are in, the Pentecostal move, the charismatic move, is not just gifts, but is acknowledging and recognizing the Holy Spirit for who He is. And of course, what He can do. Let's pray. Father, we praise You and we thank You for the work of Your Holy Spirit. We recognize, O God, that in just this 20th century, early in the 20th century, Lord, the Holy Spirit was given His rightful place. And now, at the close of the 20th century, may we who are in this generation recognize and even give Him the rightful place in our place, in our churches, in our cities, Lord, in our fellowships. We ask, O God, that He may be all that He has come to be for us, Lord. The earnest of the inheritance in Christ Jesus. And may the Holy Spirit, O God, have the rightful place in our families, in our private lives, Lord. Father, cause us not to grieve Him, Lord. Teach us not to grieve Him. Teach us to obey His soft prompting, that we may always be led by the Spirit, that we may be called sons of God. We ask, O God, that even tonight, every single one here and those who are hearing this message through whatever means, that You would cause a greater awareness of the person of the Holy Spirit. This wonderful, lovely person who sent to be with us, in us, all the days of our life. We ask that You forgive areas where we have neglected You as a church, where we have not given You the rightful place as our senior partner on this earth. But we ask, O God, that You may teach us to hear Him and to obey Him, even though we cannot see Him. as the world cannot see Him. But one thing we can know Him, as our Lord Jesus said. So seal this blessing upon each heart and each life, oh God, tonight, in a very special way, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's rise together. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in your own special way. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet I pray, come in thy strength and thy power, come in your own special way. Right where you're standing, if you have not received the baptism in the Spirit, wherever you are, the Holy Spirit is here right now. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and if you accepted Him, that's good. Right now, wherever you are, in a moment of time, we're going to call upon the Holy Spirit to fill your life and ask Jesus to baptize you in the Spirit. Right where you are, in a moment of time, if you have not received the Holy Spirit, as we pray for you, right where you're standing, you're going to speak forth in a new tongue. Not in languages that you already know. But you'll sense a stirring in your heart. And then be like a little child. And He will speak and give you words to speak forth. Unknown languages, unknown to your mind. And you'll be able to speak them forth. Right now, wherever you are, you have not received the baptism in the Spirit. Lift up both your hands to God right now. Father God, these who desire the Holy Spirit, right now, Lord, Lord Jesus, You're the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Baptize them in the Holy Spirit today. Fill them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And cause Your new languages to flow through their lives. Cause, oh Lord, a feeling of the Spirit to overwhelm and overflow to their life in worship to You right now. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands right now, all of you. And let's worship God in tongues right now. That's right, receive it now. Right now, God is filling you the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands and begin to receive. And He gives you a new tongue right now. Wherever you're standing, all over this place, He's baptizing you in the Holy Spirit right now. Receive it now. Right where you are, Jesus Himself baptizes you. You don't need to lay hands because right now the presence of the Holy Spirit is all over this place. You there on this step right now, receive it. Lift up your hands and receive it now too. All over right now. Let a new tongue, Lord, like the day of Pentecost. Fall upon them now, Lord. Let fire come down, Lord. Let fire fill their life, Lord. In Jesus' name. Receive the wind of the Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be thou filled with the Holy Spirit afresh. Let the fire from on high come upon your life, Lord. Like the day of Pentecost, let it come, Lord. Let it come, Lord, all over this place right now. Hey, Maria, tell him, Maria, tell him, Maria, tell him, Hosik, Maria, Dabash. Oriya tala mahasi kabriya tala mahasi kabriya tala mahasi kabriya to ebriya tala mahasi kabriya tala mahasi kabriya tala bas orra mahati kabriya tala mahasi kabriya tala mahariya tala mas. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for filling the lives here with the Holy Spirit. Let those who have begun to speak in tongues, Lord, let your presence fill their lives so much that tonight as they go back, all they want to do is just to keep worshiping in these tongues. And cause them, oh God, to continue in that strength that you impart. Cause them, Lord, not only to understand the gifts, but to understand the person of the Holy Spirit. That as each one of them go forth tonight, Lord, let the person of the Holy Spirit be so real to them, Lord, that they know, oh God, that it's only through Him that they can be the bride that you want them to be, Father. Seal this upon each life here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing that song, Holy Spirit, Come Holy Spirit. And as we sing that song again, afterwards, those of you who need prayer in any area, we will just gather at the side on the auditorium on that side there. We will minister together with the other pastors to you on the right side. Praise God. Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray.